Hey everyone, how's it going? It's Louise here. Welcome to the First Things First episode of the Designers After Hours podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Awesome to have you here and listening. Today's episode is going to be all about a basic guide to the things you need to tick off your list before you can start doing business. It's not a very difficult list, but there are a few things to keep in mind. And the idea of this podcast is that it's all in one handy place so that you can just listen to this and then follow the links at the bottom and you'll have a checklist of what you need to get sorted out before you can start doing your own freelance graphic design. Now, because I'm going to be giving some advice in this one, I am just going to pop a quick disclaimer in that when I'm talking about anything that's like registering business names or tax file numbers or that sort of thing, this is a guide based on the sort of stuff that I've done. It's certainly no replacement for any legal advice or your own homework. This is just to give you an overall idea of the stuff that you need to do. Also, it's relevant to the time of recording, which is June 2016, and it's relevant to very small solo businesses in Australia. So just, you know, to tick a few boxes there, the first part of the podcast, all of that content, just keep that in mind. So we're going to talk about sort of the things you need to register for to sort of cover you there. And then we're going to talk about some of the other stuff that it's certainly not like legally binding or anything, but it's good to have set up and organized so that you can do your job well. You've got your design skills in your backpack there, and there are just a couple of other things you need to tick off before you can start. As I said, this is going to be super easy once you know it all. So just listen, don't worry too much about taking notes. I'll have some great show notes at the end for you so that you can listen, take it all in while you're on the bus or whatever you're doing, and go action those steps later. Awesome. So let's jump in. So the first thing I'm going to talk to you about is your business name. So unless you are going to be calling your business your exact name, so for example, my name is Louise Berger, and if that was my business name start to finish, you don't have to register that name. It's already your own. But the moment you want to register for another business name, for example, Louise B. Creative, I have to register that business name with ASIC. And so that's what you guys will need to do as well if you're going to use anything other than your own name. That does cost money. I forget exactly how much it is, but it's somewhere between like 30 or 70 bucks or something like that a year, and it's a little bit less if you buy it 3 years at a time. Something to double check, but I guess what I'm saying is it's not like $5 a year and it's not like $500 a year. So it is an additional expense that isn't necessarily necessary. but if you do want to use something other than your own name, it's something that you need to consider. The other thing is when you go to register that name, best to check out on ASIC whether it's already registered so that you can make sure that it's a unique name, because otherwise you basically won't be able to register it and you'll have to pick another name. It's also worth checking out IP Australia as well to see if anyone's trademarked that name. And you also want to suss out if you're going to use that name in domains, even if you're using your own name for this one. You want to make sure that if you're going to make a website for yourself, which you might very well want to do either now, maybe not now, but in the future, you're going to want to make sure that that domain name is available. Otherwise, you won't be able to use it, which is going to suck. So do that homework first. And domain names are normally pretty reasonable. Like I think if you're just buying them on their own, they're maybe like 20 bucks a year. It's not huge. Some places like Squarespace incorporate the domain name into your annual subscription, that sort of thing. But definitely just suss that out if you are thinking of ever having this business name with its own website. Now, if you're interested in making a .com.au or a .net.au domain name, you're going to need to have your ABN. Now, an ABN is compulsory anyway if you want to trade as a business in Australia. You need to have that sorted out. They are free and very simple to register for, but they are super necessary. So it's kind of like a tax file number sort of thing. You just need to have one, and you'll put that on your invoices and quote documents and letterheads and that sort of thing. Now, if you have that ABN, as I said, it entitles you to have a .com.au or a .net.au address, which is good to have if that's something you're interested in. So once you've got your ABN sorted, which, as I said, is a big one to get sussed out, because basically you won't get paid if you don't have it on an invoice, if you don't have that ABN there. It's unlikely that any accounts department is going to put that invoice through their system. So definitely get that sorted out. The next thing you're going to need for your own business purposes is a tax file number. Now, if you're registering as a sole trader, in Australia, then your tax file number, I believe, is just your individual tax number. So your individual tax file number. So you probably, if you're working, you probably have a tax file number. If you're just registering as a sole trader, then you just use that same one, as far as I know. And again, if you haven't registered for a tax file number, do that. It's handy dandy. It's free and very simple to do. So the two things that you must have basically are free, which is great. And then the other thing that you can have if you want to, you do need to pay for that, which is your business name. So as I said, that's a guideline. Don't take it as concrete, but certainly it gives you an idea of what you need, and you can go about on the websites and get that sorted out. It's pretty straightforward stuff, and there are some useful guides to help you out if you need to. So that kind of covers the this is what you ought to have sorted if you want to trade as a business, what you need to do. The next half of this podcast is mainly going to be about the things that it's good to have and are handy to have, and will serve you very well to have organized before you start trading. So I would highly recommend that you make sure that if you're doing your freelance work, you need to have some kind of web presence. Now, that can come in many different ways, shapes, or forms. You can have your own website. You can have a profile on something like Behance or The Loop, or any similar portfolio websites like that. You could stick to just a Facebook page. It's entirely up to you what you want to do. You could have a free WordPress blog if you want to, or a Tumblr or something. The obvious choice really is that you have your own website that is dedicated to you and customized to you. And there are some great platforms like WordPress, Wix, my personal favorite, and what I use is Squarespace. They offer some really great options there for either free or very reasonably priced. Now, the other thing, although it might sound really basic, it's amazing. I've come across people who haven't considered this, so I'm just going to throw it in. And that's make sure that you have a damn good internet connection. You need reliable internet. If you don't have internet, it makes it really hard to deal with Skype calls and emails and accessing information and transferring files and all that sort of stuff. Make sure that wherever you're at, if you want to do your freelance stuff on the side or full time, make sure that internet connection is solid and relatively generous. So that's always good to have. The other thing is you obviously want your laptop with your software. That's a no-brainer. If you're at uni, you've got that all under control. But one piece of software in particular that I would really recommend, and I'm going to go into more detail about that in another podcast, but make sure you've got yourself a copy of Microsoft Excel or an equivalent. So the equivalent to that might be just using Google Spreadsheets, part of Google Docs, or it might be using Numbers, the Mac version of Excel that just comes with the latest operating system. You get a free copy of that. Or you can even use a version of Excel that's by a program called OpenOffice. It's basically Microsoft, but free. Yeah, it's a clever one. And you can get a Microsoft Excel version from them as well. But make sure you've got a spreadsheet software, because that is going to be your best friend in terms of keeping track of jobs, prices. You can track tasks, you can keep a track of people you've sent quotes to, you can keep a log of people who've inquired to work with you and either have or haven't followed up on that. It's a fantastic tool that I'm going to talk about more later on in another episode, but I would really recommend that you get basically familiar with that kind of software, just so that you can kind of get your head around it. If you haven't already, but you know, most of you probably have. The other thing is, it's really handy to get yourself, if you don't do this on paper, and some of you may, good for you, but it's very handy to have a to-do system. So whether you've got something like Wunderlist or Todoist, because I manage my work full-time and I have a number of different clients, I use Asana for project management. It may be a little bit more than what you need, but it's free and my God, it's fantastic. Like, don't know where I'd be without that. But some kind of to-do tracking system is going to be really helpful for you as well, for when you need to put in client actions and all that sort of stuff. So that's another thing you want to just tick off your list there. And then the last two things I just want to mention, and again, I'll go in depth into these in another episode, is you need an invoice template. Which I'm probably going to hook you up with one of those in another episode coming up. In the meantime, there are plenty of free templates around. But yeah, familiarize yourself with an invoice template and also get yourself a contract template, because it's going to be really important that when you're doing jobs with people that you get stuff down in writing about what they're expecting from you and what you're willing to provide. I'll go into heaps more detail on that another time. But this at least just gives you a heads up that you want a contract that you can use as a template that covers you up. I'll help you out with that in another episode. But in the meantime, you might want to ask if you've got any lecturers who maybe have a template from their own business that you can use to start with. There are some other kind of resources you can look at online, but definitely hang out for an episode coming up soon where I'm going to go through that in more detail and I will be hooking you up with a template. But that's definitely something to make sure you've got. So that's pretty much it. As always, if you've got any questions, thoughts, comments, just go for it. Send them my way. I'm here to help you guys, so I'll totally answer whatever I can. I hope this episode has given you some insight into the stuff that you just need to get prepped before you start freelancing. It's really pretty straightforward. You guys are going to kill it. And I hope that was valuable to you. And you'll be doing things by the book, doing things proper. Yeah. So thanks again so much for tuning in. Totally appreciate you being here. If you think someone else could get some value out of it, please share it on to them. Subscribe if you're keen. And really looking forward to chatting with you next time. Have a great rest of your day, rest of your night, whatever's going on. And keep doing awesome things, and I will catch you next time. All right, see you later, guys. Bye.